See if you agree with this, Biggie. A P1, Jeff, says, I'm going to say it, and he heard your review of Child's Play. Chucky is the dumbest villain in horror movie history. Any character he kills is even stupider. He's a doll. He can't even reach a doorknob. Put him in a closet and walk away.
I feel like he hasn't seen Chucky.
Maybe. Do they explain that in the movie?
Chucky wanna play?
Yeah, well, he's just, he's more, you know, he's able to do things like jump up and open doors. He's evil. He's got super strength. He's a demon. You know, he's a serial killer come back to life.
Jeff says, punt him out a window.
That's what everyone says, but it's not that easy.
I'm sure they tried, right?
Put him in a box.
Yeah, but that's just it. You can kick him, but he comes back. He's tenacious.
I guess that's right. I remember seeing. I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
in
he's
such
got
a long
he's
time.
Got serial killer demon strength. You can't just.
But he is in the body of a 1 foot.
Yeah, but that's the whole.
Yeah. He's.
You know, that's why they don't think it's. That's why the whole moon like, it ain't the doll.
Right. Have they you don't guys, think it is the doll.
In your podcast histories, either one of you, have you ranked Halloween bad guys or movie villains?
No, we should do that. Yeah.
Good.
Not villains, monsters.
Let me give you this quiz. Okay, Biggie, you ready? I'll give you the villain. You give me the movie. I bet you get every one of them.
Oof.
I bet you get every one of them. I don't think there's any doubt. Only one do I question. We've got rapid fire. Leatherface.
Texas Chainsaw.
Chucky.
Child's Play.
Jason.
Friday the 13th.
Michael Myers.
Halloween.
Pennywise.
It.
Pinhead.
Hellraiser.
Freddy Krueger.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hannibal Lecter.
Silence of the Lambs.
Annie Wilkes.
Oh, Annie Wilkes. I know the name. It's not Scream. It's, I don't know.
Misery.
Oh, that's her name.
Annie Wilkes. Jack Torrance.
Oh, Shining.
Norman Bates.
Psycho.
Samara Morgan.
Oh, that's my favorite movie. Ready or Not?
No.
Ooh, I think I know this one. I think that's she's the girl in the well in The Ring.
That's right. The Ring.
That's right.
That so creepy dark haired.
Oh, you know what it is? The actress's name is like Samara Weaving in Ready or Not.
I see. You got every male killer and miss both females.
I feel good about that.
Lesson learned. Mm-hmm. Annie Wilkes and Samara Morgan. He misses. He got all the others, which were more famous.
Is Megan a killer? That killer doll?
Yeah, she's a killer doll.
Yeah.
What about Annabelle? Killer?
Yeah, I think she's a killer.
That's a doll, yeah.
She's from, first started in what movie?
The Conjuring series.
Universe. And then they made her own movie.
Yeah, kind of like The Nun, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Who was the murderer who was adopted by an American family, but it turns out she's an adult?
You saw that.
Oh, that's an orphan.
Mm-hmm. Orphan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's the best female movie villain of all time, or horror movie villain? Probably Samara Morgan from The Ring.
Yeah, The Ring girl, man.
Great.
Undefeated.
Great. She keeps coming back.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. She'll
crawl out of that
she's
well.
Fantastic, yeah.
Just movies or real life, because I was going to go Hillary.
We'll stick to movies for now.
Lock her up!
Let's just go horror movies.
Okay.
For the season, just horror movies.
The mother and Carrie.
Carrie is a good one.
Because Carrie was kind of put upon.
Yeah, she was really the victim.
She
almost did
seek vengeance, but she did kill a lot.
What about Jason's mother?
Wonderful. She's a one and done, but she was terrific.
Like Gale Sayers.
I mean, yes. Hall of
Blazing
Famer.
Rookie season.
Mrs. Voorhees got my vote. Mrs. Voorhees. A woman killer in the first movie. I'll tell you this, factoid. In the original Friday the 13th, spoiler, her head's chopped off at the end. We know this. Final girl gets a machete and gives it one good swing. Head goes flying.
Does it go bouncing across the screen? Or am
just
I
flying
misremembering?
Off, okay. Flying off. And they do a tight shot of her hands like just
grasping
at air. Well, it turns out that is makeup artist Tom Savino's hands, so they're really hairy.
And they...
Yeah. I was told that when I went to sleepaway camp a year ago.
That's a good fact.
Yeah, and it's not her hands. They had to get a shot of after she had done her 3 days of filming, the actress who played.
I'm not going to stick around while you chop my head off.
Right. That's right. So they needed a close-up shot of hands, and they got Tom Savino to play it. And so you got
man hands.
Yeah, oh, big time. Big time, man. And I remember the first time I saw that. Remember, I saw that with my sister and her boyfriend. When
sure.
When I was
oh, yeah.
I was 8, and my sister and her boyfriend were like 18, 19. And we
your
were
mom sent you along.
Yep.
Yep.
You were between them at a drive-thru.
Correct. At the drive-in movie.
You were the C-block.
So you've said. I didn't know it at the time. And sure enough, when the hands were on the screen, I remember my sister go, "Oh, my God, look at her hands." And they were man hands. Now I find out 40 years later, more than, that they are Tom Savino's hands. That. There you have it. We have a fun parody song. It's called The Monster Rash.
I was getting undressed on Halloween night when my eyes beheld a shocking sight. My Dracula pants were riding high when I felt an itch between my thighs.
It was a rash.
It was a monster rash.
A monster rash.
I nearly crapped my pants.
It was a rash.
My monster dropped to half mast. It was a monster rash. The party tonight was spectacular. I met a female Dracula. She got me alone to suck my blood and left behind the creeping crud.
It was a rash.
It was a monster rash.
A monster rash.
All the way to my ass.
It was a rash.
I called my doctor real fast.
A monster rash.
It was a monster rash. I knew I had it really bad. I stood there scratching like mad. Then I screamed, "Ecats! Dracula gave me the crabs."
It was a rash.
It was a monster rash.
A monster rash.
I was trying to dance.
It was a rash.
With both hands down my pants.
A monster rash.
It was a monster rash. Now everything's cool. I'm finally chillin'. All I needed was tons of penicillin. I was given a very large amount. That's why you should never go down for the count.
It was a rash.
Ugh.
A monster rash.
Excuse me, ma'am.
It was a rash.
Could you scratch this for me?